So yeah, Tushar will be talking about, you know, what does it actually cost in terms of energy and, you know, maybe even other resources to run these models on GPUs. Not an inconsequential subject, but, you know, typically gets overlooked in all the excitement of actually, you know, running something.
Okay, great. Thank you. Wow. Good. So all of you are interested in AI. So how many people are interested in optimizing AI workloads? How many people are interested in optimizing energy efficiency in AI workloads? Okay, then it's for you. And my aim for this very quick session is to increase the number of hands that we are seeing today. So by the way, my name is Tushar, and I'm an assistant professor in a Canadian university. So let's start with one more question. So how many months or how many years we can power a typical household, American household, with the power that we use to train GPT-3? Any guesses? You can shout out.
How many years?
How many years or how many months? I mean, how many years you can power a typical American household or American house that the same power that we use to train GPT-3?
100 years.
Well, some wild guesses, but it's 120 years. So this is what we used, and if you are surprised by that number, that GPT-4 was 40 times bigger than that. So, well, so and this plot is basically showing that what kind of training resources in terms of electricity we are consuming to train these large models, and this is another depiction that shows that what kind of prediction we are making in terms of energy consumption of these AI training or inference models. You can see that it's a very tiny number in the beginning of 2023, and we are predicting 2030, it's peaking like, and look at the scale. This is 3 terawatt hour that we are talking, and that's 653 terawatt. Of course, it's an estimation, but still give and take. So what we can do about it? So sustainable AI or green AI is in an emerging field, and that where we don't really want to lose all the benefits. We of course want to reap all the benefits that AI technologies and people like you are developing, but we want to optimize it. So that's the premise of sustainable AI or the green AI. And the first important point here is that how we can measure how much energy your AI model is consuming. So, we can measure. There are various hardware, you know, meters and software energy meters. I mean, some of them may be known to you. I mean, we have seen some commands people were trying with SMI. So they're there, but the problem with these is that they are good for computing energy consumption at the system level. So you can measure energy, what the entire system, the entire rack is taking. And if you're interested in, you know, figuring out how much energy my one single API call is taking, that is not that easy to figure it out. And that some time back we wrote a paper about that, how we can instrument source code and insert appropriate, you know, checks, because accuracy is another thing. I mean, we can measure energy, but it should be accurate. So how we can ensure that it is accurately calculated and log all the details. So that's, and this is, this instrumentation is done automatically. We, in fact, extended that tool. I mean, by the way, there was a tool in the previous paper also, it's open source, and we recently extended that tool, CodeGreen2, which is also open source, that you guys can use, that has even further increase the precision of accuracy in energy consumption. And as a community, we know many, many techniques that we can apply at the AI in various phases of AI workloads. So I'm just summarizing some of them here. Now, one very last question that I want to ask is that, you know, at application level, there are various techniques, as you can see, but what about at a GPU level or GPU optimization level? So some of you may say that, well, we can maximize SM occupancy. And that is a valid guess. But here also, I would like to highlight something which is very critical that we recently figured it out, that not only the number of threads that counts, but also the thread block configuration also counts. So just to highlight that all of these configuration that you see in the highlighted bar, they are using the same number of threads, but their block configuration is changing, and that is changing the energy consumption for that specific task. And again, if you are interested in this rest of the work, this is we predict energy consumption by instrumenting or not only instrumenting the source code, but using the PTX format that some of you might be knowing. So that's it. If you are interested in this line of work, these are all the papers that we recently published. So feel free to take a look. Thank you.